Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. You might remember 3 months ago in the program, we talked about the New York Cannabis Market and the folks at Jaunty, J-A-U-N-T-Y. We talked to Carol Tyson about their 100% New York grown identity, focusing on consumer needs, having the status as the top selling vape brand, marketing into the evolving market, their strategies, and approaching to educating retailers and consumers about new product lines like concentrates, and also doing a lot of pop-up events and having some regional understanding and their dedication to transparency, quality, and compliance. Well, on this episode, I'd like to go ahead and welcome aboard their Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Drew Cesario, to go ahead and follow up more on what their process has been going on the last 3 months. Drew, thanks for being on.
Certainly. Thanks for having me, George.
So let's go a little bit around the spectrum of what there is in sales and marketing just to get your take on it. First of all, bridging the gap from flower to oil. So for yourself, you come away with a skill set in working those in products, whether it's a BH or solventless, and with Jaunty being a top selling vape brand, over 500 brands in the state of New York, tell me what's been very effective in creating that consumer base to flock to Jaunty first and foremost, from seasoned flower users to new entrants, and having the nuances of cannabis oils and concentrates.
Sure. I think like as brands are emerging within the state, there isn't going to be a lot of loyalty. And so we take it upon ourselves of having an internal locus of control and ensuring that we show up. And that really means being a good partner to the retailers and being top of mind for the consumers inside of the retail channel. So we have a very talented, dedicated team, both on the sales side and the field marketing side. Field marketing side, Carol actually manages as well. And she ensures that we have a lot of pull through and sales velocity inside of the store. So we do a lot of the merchandising, training, sampling, and the pop-up events to ensure that we're a good partner for the retailer. They know that we're investing in them. And then we also are top of mind for the consumer as well. And so the trade can speak to what Jaunty is, and the consumers are seeing a face behind the brand itself when they walk into the door.
So as we talk with Carol, there was a lot of the marketing strategies we talked to with her, and then where you come into the mix, tell me how you kind of deviate what both of you are doing together to keep on the same strategy.
Sure. I mean, it's really just a collective partnership of ensuring that we see sales velocity, and we're doing that both like in the retail channel itself. We also have digital tactics that we're doing in partnerships with people like Surfside or Dutchie to ensure sales velocity. So it's not just the brick and mortar, but also on the digital side as well.
So as we're waiting for the New York cannabis market to scale itself and to bring more dispensaries up to being green lit, I know there's been on this program and on our blunt business program, we talk so much about where the New York market is, I mean, really just kind of dripping out new dispensaries, going through the inspection process, bringing in social equity licensees, card holders, all those in place just to get dispensaries up and going. And we know there was an overhaul, the OCM, all these different areas that are making it, you know, a little bit difficult for companies like yours to scale responsibly. Because, you know, when you're doing this and putting this together in New York, your supply chain, market expansion, brand messaging, tell me about what you're doing right now to kind of parallel what the New York cannabis market is allowing to open up and scale up to.
Sure. On the sales side, for one, I would say that they're taking a pretty great approach in the way that they're scaling the number of licensees. I think that, you know, we could always throw stones at the OCM because, you know, everyone's going to have an opinion on how they do something. But the fact that they're opening up 20 to 30 new stores a month actually is pretty good for the New York-based number of processors and brands to ensure that they are methodically growing, right? If they turned on the taps tomorrow and they just added 2,000 stores, it probably wouldn't be great for anybody, especially even like the consumer, because there just wouldn't be enough flour overall and raw biomass to provide them with quality products. So the way that they're rolling it out, I think, is actually pretty good for us. And it allows us to take a methodical approach to the sales process, ensuring that we are reaching them being like the new stores, and providing them white glove service. And then on the marketing side, certainly like other industries allow almost unlimited scalability and reach because of a direct-to-consumer opportunity in sales channels, but that obviously just doesn't exist at all inside of cannabis. And so we're able to, as our overall sales grow, invest in marketing, especially in digital and also in store, in merchandising, and even the physical assets that show up in store, very, very slowly and methodically. So our approach is always about ensuring that we keep our eye on the ball around our distribution, our points of distribution, we call them pods, are in the right retailers at a good concentration. We have pod percentage goals for ourselves by product line, and that we're focusing on the sales velocity side of things from a legitimately like mathematical equation, and holding the marketing team responsible for ensuring that we're hitting those velocities, especially in the emerging chains and the growing, like, let's say, A-tier accounts.
Now, one of the areas, so we're going to just stay on sales for a second, but there's a story that came out of MTV Biz Daily as we're recording today, where the cannabis market right now is not set to have seed to sales tracking until early next year. For whatever reason they have right now, there's a delay in imposing track and trace, and there's things were going on because of an acquisition involving the two biggest providers of monitoring software. So for the third time, regulators, since legal sales started in December 2022, they're not going to have a track and trace system like those monitoring the flow of product in other states. So in that case, tell me how much of a indifference or a bit of an obstacle that's going to be, and how you've worked around it ever since.
Yeah, we've definitely invested in a lot of infrastructure to ensure that we adhere proactively to what we think the regulations are going to be ahead of time. It's frustrating to have, start and stops, but, obviously we can't blame the OCM on like an acquisition outside of their control. But I would say that, the track and trace programs, regardless of like how effective we believe they are, if we look at other states that have them and have had them for years, like California, does anyone really think that the California supply chain is actually that accurate? I can't imagine anyone would stand up and actually validate that, because we've seen plenty of black market biomass enter into the legal market there. So we're not standing on regulations, at least for ourselves, to ensure that we think that the market is actually adhering to the standards that are supposed to be. Like, and honestly, we can only clean up our side of the street. So, we work with farmers and we have had longstanding relationships with them. I think that one of our competitive advantages is that we were pre-cannabis, a CBD company, and had relationships with those farmers. And so, we just look to be a better version of ourselves and are hoping that the OCM does what they can as thorough regulators to ensure that the supply chain is reliably tested and reliably sourced inside of New York State for the betterment of like the quality of product for consumers, not just like our own competitive advantage of staying inside and playing the limitations of inside the state, but really for the health and safety of the consumers.
And just so people know for context, that the two companies we're talking about that I mentioned of that were being in an acquisition, that's Metric and BioTrack, that are working together now on a strategic partnership. There's not been much more information behind this. It's been a little bit mired as to find out what's everything that's going on with that. But of course, we know that Metric has contracts in 29 states requiring licensed operators to use software and radio ID tags, RFIDs, to track flow of product and other competition to market. But again, two major competitors working together and in a united front. Now, about retail partnerships, I'm looking on the Jaunty website, by the way, if you want to take a look for yourself, jaunty.com, jaunty.com, and you look for the events portion on the very top, and every weekend, Jaunty is out doing pop-up events. Like we were mentioning before, we talked with Carol about it. And that's happening every weekend of September, it looks like. And multiple pop-up events in those weekends as well, same day. With that, Drew, you know, bartenders are crucial for educating consumers in New York. And the sales teams working directly with directors to ensure they're not just carrying the product, but are also fluent in the three oil strategy Jaunty implements and their and other product innovations you have. So tell me about the effectiveness of these pop-up events, getting the bartenders on board, and getting the strategy and the message out to the bright people.
Yeah, I mean, I think as our business model has limitations, right? We are B2B, so we sell directly to retailers, and then, you know, really B2B to C to consumers. And so these pop-up events allow us an opportunity to be a good partner to the retailer to support the pull-through and sales velocity of our brand. It allows us an opportunity to spend more quality time inside of the store and educate the trade around the differentiations of our oil types. We are the number one brand inside the state for a reason. And I think it's because we do what we can to be good partners to the trade themselves. And that has really two audiences. That has the audience of the buyer and the owner, and it has an audience of the trade, which is actually pollinating the consumer relationships. And so having split teams that have different audiences that they speak to, sales being the owners and buyers, and field marketing being the trade themselves, and also occasionally customers inside of those stores at pop-up events, has allowed us to build like a deep talk track and deeper relationships inside of those stores, because we have two people versus maybe one who are spending time inside of those stores, servicing the needs of those two different audiences with that have different initiatives and focuses. So making sure that we have a dedicated team coming in, doing trainings, doing samplings ahead of releases. We have two new palms being released. They actually just got live inside of our CRM today, that are going out next week. And like our FR, like our field marketing team's already putting tested samples inside of the hands that are through manifested samples inside of the hands of trade, so that they can speak intelligently to them when it starts shipping next week. And so we just really work on a very proactive cadence of calendaring to ensure that the trade knows before it arrives what's coming and what's new with Jaunty. They feel educated about it, and they're prepared to answer questions that their consumers are going to ask them. And that's really, I think, the differentiation between us and probably a lot of other people, is that we, a lot of our field marketing team, and including even myself, I have worked out as a field marketer. And so I know what the role is going to be and how they can anticipate and be a good partner to the trade. And then we just make it fun as well. We release good swag. We release good merch that I think allows us to, deck out the very people that are responsible for our success, which is the trade, and say thank you in unique ways.
Fantastic. Now, one other thing I want to make point of, we go to the website once again, jaunty.com, jaunty.com. News drop is live rosin gummies. Also, do a lot of work when it comes to gummies, vapes, tinctures, dabs, so much more. And we'll talk more a little bit about the extraction process as we wrap things up. But one thing I want to ask about is that in the live rosin gummies, I just noticed that it's, look at the tin box that it comes in. And I think of those Sucretz cough drops that they used to be back in the day. It's like this real cool, compact kind of thing. Nobody ever does that kind of design, and nobody ever puts that kind of packaging together. But just like the fact it's kind of just said that, it's obviously really good to go ahead and keep the gummies in place and, you know, wrapped and well secured. But what I want to ask now is about the end of the process of future proofing the brand. So beyond vapes. So obviously vapes, the market is yours, and you're putting that, you're trendsetting right now on that and expanding into BHO, live rosin, and other concentrates. Tell me about what it is that you need to do to go ahead and continue to stay ahead as the top leader in vapes in New York.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we spend a lot of money on R&D inside of our facility, and we have a dedicated budget. I know a lot of people inside of cannabis or really any industry, they like to talk about what their core pillars are. And, you know, it's pretty common for a core pillar to be innovation. It's just this great little buzzword that people use. But we have dedicated people who are specifically responsible for figuring out and even doing field trips to other facilities in other states to see what's kind of cutting edge. You know, we take trips like MJ BizCon pretty seriously. And a lot of people, certainly in other states and other companies that I've worked at inside of cannabis, you know, they treat it as more of a party, which it certainly is. But you can walk that floor and find manufacturers of interesting hardware that are pulling in and using machines in innovative ways to ensure higher yields or more interesting separations of the polarity of the solvents that they're using. And so we spend time and resources that are fully dedicated to R&D-ing what might be coming down the pipe. So I would say that what sets us apart here is just a willingness to know that we could be doing better for both ourselves and the consumers that are out there that are interested. I think New York, or really any emerging market, has to combat the black market that was there and present, and has to combat like the reputation of the West Coast. I've worked in California and ran a number of brands out there, and the reputation of the West Coast is fantastic because it's been like the trendsetter of cannabis for a very long time. And so it's not up to like, we're not playing against really just what was out there or what's inside of the shelves today, but really the reputations of leaders that have come before us of what's come on the West Coast. So we need to compete with the taste, the profile, and the price and the offering to that consumer. And innovate on oil types and different actually hardwares as well that provide a better experience. And that's what we're really selling, is an experience, a reliable experience. And that's what we like obsess over and dedicate time, money, resources really to.
Okay. So with that said, johnty.com, make sure to go ahead and learn more. Check out Drew and the team at all their pop-up events around New York. You can go ahead and find all about that on the events page at johnty.com, J-A-U-N-T-Y.com. I've been here once again with Drew Cesario, Senior VP of Sales and Marketing at Johnty. Thanks for being on Grassroots Marketing. Thanks for taking time out.
Thanks.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.